Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. On a Wednesday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Locker. Number 210-1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I'm going to be calling them today. I want to find out how this went. I want to know how this went, this coupon thing. I heard a couple of things about trying to buy ammo with them. And we'll find out. Anyway, 50 million rounds on hand, 27,000 square feet of ammunition. That is a lot of depth. Check them out. The prices are unbelievable. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Costa. It's been a while since Chris moved to Wyoming. It's harder to catch up with him because of the time zone difference. I mean, when he was in Florida, if he was training, he could take time and we'd be in the same time zone. Now that he's out in Wyoming, there's a two-hour difference between the two of us. But we're gonna talk. We got a lot of catching up to do, he and I. And he's got a new division to talk about, and we're going to bring that all up next hour. Recently, okay, here's the thing. There's this thing called the Civilian Marksmanship Program. I'm thinking about joining it just because of what I'm about to talk about. And with this, you can buy surplus military weapons. They have not been demilled. They still work. Okay. A great many M1 Garands have been sold that way, which is a, you know, and the prices are not bad. Well, Civilian Marksmanship Program is about to get an infusion of 1911s. Army surplus, over 100,000 Army surplus 1911s. And I want to see how much they're going to go for. I'm going to join them just in case because I want to buy one. Simply because I carried one of those things for 7 years. Mine shook like every one that I was ever issued. When I say I carried one, I carried many. But I could take mine and shake it beside my head and it sounded like a castanet. I mean, it just was that old and that broken in. Never failed to function for me. Not once, not ever. Of course, I was shooting ball ammunition. Well, over at the Huffington Post, the idea that they're going to take these vintage 1911s, and believe me, these things are going to be quite rudimentary. They're not going to have any bells and whistles whatsoever. If you get a hold of one of them, you're very likely going to have to do some work to them. But, you know, that's all beside the point. You get a chance to, you know, I get a chance to buy something of my past. I was looking around the other day where I was stationed for 3 years in Germany at my first duty station. They closed that in September of 2014. I planned to go back there and visit one day. And it's gone for the first time since World War II. They closed it down September 2014. So I'm looking at my past now. I'm at that part of life where I get a little nostalgic. And here come the vintage 1911 pistols for the U.S. from the U.S. military warehouses to the highly respected civilian marksmanship program. Enter the Huffington Post. Michael McAuliffe, he claims, hey, want an untraceable gun? Courtesy of Congress and the U.S. military? That may soon be possible thanks to a provision tacked onto this year's National Defense Authorization Act, which the House of Representatives set to pass this week. The provision was added as an amendment during a late-night session at the end last month, during which the legislation authorizing the nation's military activities for 2016 was drafted. Sort of like it was snuck through. According to a white paper prepared for Congress by the Army opposing the amendment, The measure would allow the unregulated distribution of up to 100,000 Colt 45s, more formally known as the 45 caliber semi-automatic 1911 handgun. See, the Civilian Marksmanship Program, that was started during the time of Teddy Roosevelt. And back then, he thought everybody should be able to shoot a rifle. It was just bully to be able to do that. This guy is making out like this is, you know, like they're just going to be, you know, show up and know the password and you get a free gun that doesn't nobody knows anything about. There's a requirement to purchase these guns, okay? You have to show proof of U.S. citizenship. You have to show proof of age. You have to be a member in a CMP-affiliated organization. You must provide proof of participation in a marksmanship-related activity or otherwise show familiarity with the safe handling of firearms. You can do this by documenting any of the following: current or past military service, current or past law enforcement service, participation in a rifle, pistol, air gun, or shotgun competition, competition of a marksmanship clinic that included live fire training, distinguished instructor or coach status, firearms owner identification cards, completion of hunter safety training course, certification from a ranger club official. No proof of marksmanship required if over age 60. Proof of club membership and citizenship required for all ages. You must be legally eligible to purchase a gun. If your state or locality requires you first obtain a certificate, you have to do so first. Getting a gun from the Civilian Marksmanship Program is harder than any other way to get a gun. You have to be a member of a club to buy a gun from the CMP. You got to prove you're a U.S. citizen. You don't have to do that with a buying a gun from a FFL. You have to answer certain questions. Proof of American citizenship is not one of them. Mr. McAuliffe is a lion sack of protoplasm. Thankfully, well, the first thing I would say is, hey, Huffington Post, I get that you don't like guns. Maybe you could just be honest about why you don't like guns and stop making up all these lies. This is factually completely so far off base that it's beyond belief. You should retract it just because of that. Just say that you don't like guns. These guns, by the way, you know, back when I was in the military, we had 7-round magazines. So these would be Safe Act compliant in New York from the original magazine restriction they had in place. So I don't get what the deal is. It falls right into where the gun grabbers want it to be. And it's old. Most people are not going to buy these things. And, you know, if I were to buy one, I would refurbish it a little bit. I would make sure it is 100% as far as I can take it safe. And then I'd be shooting it. Some people are just going to buy them and put them up. But these are guns, after all. And that military 1911, well, they were made to run and run and run and run. And that's a part of my history. I'm going to probably join the CMP so I can try to buy one of those things. Don't know what it's going to cost. If I get out there... They want a historic price for it. Well, I probably will have spent my money for no particular reason. So, we'll see how that plays out. We will see how that plays out. It was pushed through in hushed tones late at night. That's exactly the way it worked with the SAFE Act. Now, but it wasn't with hushed tones. It was rammed down everybody's throat. But, hey, this is a SAFE Act compliant pistol, magazine capacity pistol. You guys should be welcoming this with open arms. Don't get out there and worry too much about, other things. This is what you're looking for. Oh, no, that's right. You have, you put zero effort into this. What you're actually looking for is no guns. That's right. I'm sorry. It's, you know, trying to find that fastest way from point A to B. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
It's been July with Extendo Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G Code, Ammunition Depot. Golly gee. This is what happens when you got too much stuff happening in front of you. It's still happening in front of me. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet of ammunition. 9mm alone is, I mean, probably more than I've ever seen in my life. Just the choices I have on 9mm. And And, you know, that's just the beginning. You know, I shoot 5.56, 308, 40 caliber now. So, I mean, I needed to know they exist. Their prices are outrageous. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Federal agents. Okay, now what's, you know, all of these people that have been here for so long that crossed the border illegally, well, you know they've earned their right to be here. You know. And they didn't, they're not lawbreakers. Because there should, you know, we're all citizens of the world. Yeah, federal agents arrested two Mexican nationals in Atlanta last week on charges of murder for hire. Jorge Madurano, 46, Cesar Santos, 29, were arrested on May 6th by agents with the FBI and appeared in front of a federal judge on May the 7th. According to the complaint, Madurano and Santos were allegedly hired out of Chicago by a drug trafficking organization, which, by the way, the Sinaloas work out of there, to travel to the metro Atlanta area to kill a member of a rival gang. Now, if they were sent by a drug cartel and the Sinaloas operate out of Chicago, and they're doing drug trafficking work, and they're going to Atlanta to kill a member of a rival drug gang, and the Sinaloas, you know, they got guns from the Department of Justice and the Fast and Furious thing, which Obama obviously knew about. So, and Obama's from Chicago. I don't know where the dots connect, but I mean, this has got to be a funky looking picture once you put it all together. But that's what we have. We have a couple of illegal aliens. That's what they are. Illegal aliens here to kill. And they got to go, they got to take their killing on the road. Confidential informant tipped off an FBI agent on May 4th that the pair were in the area actively searching for a gun and planned to kill the target within 2 to 3 days. So they went down there to kill somebody without a weapon. Okay. In those following days, the suspects surveyed the potential victim by watching his house and place of employment. The informant advised agents of their whereabouts, and in turn, agents watched the would-be killers. The informant told investigators on the evening of May the 5th, suspects were waiting outside a motel for a van to deliver weapons. Monterano and Santos planned to use the van for the murder as well. Investigators believe the two would use the van to commit the murder and then switch back to the Gray Infinity they used to drive from Chicago. Apparently, it's good business to be in the drug business because you get to drive around in whatever you want to drive around in. When the van got there, of course, to their dismay, it contained no weapons, and instead the driver informed the two where to obtain the weapons, which is probably a smart idea, seeing as how they were, you know, in town to kill. The next day, the informant told investigators when and where the suspects planned to get their guns. They watched and followed the pair as they traveled around Atlanta. They ended up at an area about 17 miles northeast of the city where they obtained two pistols, a Beretta Cougar and an Astra. They went back to the motel, and at 9 that evening, the agents arrested the pair without incident. They both admitted to being Mexican nationals and being present in the United States illegally. They're both scheduled to appear back in court on May the 26th. If it holds true to form, ICE will get a hold of them. It'll die down. They'll be released here in the United States. Because they didn't kill nobody. They didn't kill nobody. They were planning to kill somebody. That's not the same thing as killing somebody. You guys have got to lighten up. The border, our southern border is going to be our undoing. It'll be just like that song, Dancing in the Streets, except there'll be gunfights in the streets. And we'll be fighting with illegal aliens. And maybe the feds, as they try to tell us, fear not, all is well. This past Monday in Isla Vista, I get accused all the time of not knowing how to pronounce names of places that I've never been. And I don't care, but I've been corrected many times. I've called it Isla Vista, and I'm told it's Isla Vista. It's, you know, whatever Vista in California, where Elliot Rogers did his little stuff. Well, they had another brutal killing spree another shooting spree recently. Monday's shooting, they're saying, could have been drug and gang-related. One student was shot in the chest and the other in the abdomen. This was, you know, admittedly, according to cops, this may be gang-related. But at the same time, you know, it's still happening in a gun-free zone. I mean, the sheriff there doesn't allow any concealed carry permits to be out there. And they attacked college students. See, in California, you have a double whammy. Right now, in various places in the United States, they're pushing hard for you to be able to carry a gun on campus. In California, you can't carry a gun in your bathroom for the most part. And they do have a few permits out there, you know, compared to, and it's very few compared to how many people live in California, how many gun owners are in California. And so, you know, of course, in the colleges, on the college campuses, there's just no chance. I mean, you can't even carry a croquet mallet to defend yourself with them in Santa Barbara. So one suspect got away, Jose Guadalupe Gutierrez, 22. He checked himself into a hospital in his hometown of Goleta, where he told medical staff he'd been in a car accident. That didn't quite wash out. God, this is why I don't understand criminals, because they're so idiotic. This, you know, trauma specialists know what they're looking at. That's why they're trauma specialists. And, you know, being trauma specialists, they can tell when somebody's been in something violent versus in a car accident. That's just the nature of the beast. That is just simply the nature of the beast. And not understanding that leads to their undoing. Mr. Gutierrez is now waiting to be medically cleared. He will be, both suspects ended up in the hospital. One of them, James Taylor, was actually subdued by residents as he tried to leave. Read that to mean they probably beat him to half to death. Because the investigation is ongoing, authorities would not release what the suspects allegedly stole or their gang affiliation, because God knows that's got to be, you know, privileged information. Anyway, gun-free zone again. Gun-free zone again. It is what it is. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. They claim that their selection is not the widest. And I guess that's really subjective depending on what you are used to. With over 80 years of ammunition procurement experience, these guys understand the market. They understand the business. They understand the segment in which they work. And they work. Their constant goal is to make sure if you come to the website, they have ammo for you, period. And there's a lot involved with that. Check them out at very deserving of your business, of course, those scandalously low prices don't hurt. So check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Officers, felonious deaths of officers police officers in the line of duty, went up 89% last year off of the previous year. In 2013, 27 police officers were killed, which is the national average is about 64. And last year's rate was the lowest rate in 35 years. However, in 2014, that jumped to 51. Now, notice, even though that was an increase, that's still lower than the national average, and it appears to be on track for another uptick in 2015, although this year is a little bit different. A little bit different this year because a lot of public figures have proclaimed war on the police, including mayors in some cases. In 46 of the 51 deaths, firearms were used to kill the officers, including 32 instances with handguns, 11 rifles, and 3 with a shotgun. 35 of the 51 officers were said to be wearing body armor at the time they were killed. None of them, by the way, killed by the M855 round. Only 5 of the officers fired back at their assailants and 6 attempted to, but were unsuccessful. So, essentially, most of these guys were ambushed. 7 of the slain officers had their service weapons taken by their assailants, and 1 was killed with his own gun. 4 lost their lives after intentionally being struck by a vehicle, and 1 officer was killed with the offender's personal weapon, meaning hands,
He was beaten to death, sort of like that guy was Trump. Well, you know, he's using kids' riot baton like they tried to do in Oklahoma. The most deadly scenario proved to be responding to disturbance calls, domestic disturbance calls, which led to 11 deaths. However, it is often believed to be the most dangerous, you know, that's what they believe. Domestic disturbances only accounted for a single incident, so I don't know what kind of disturbances they're describing. 10 officers were killed while conducting traffic stops, which sometimes led to pursuits. 8 were killed in ambushes, and 6 were while investigating suspicious persons or circumstances. So I wonder how come the rest of these officers were killed without shooting or without attempting to shoot. That is not explained so far. While in the midst of investigative activities, 5 lost their lives and 4 were killed during tactical situations. 3 deaths occurred while dealing with persons who suffered from a mental illness, and 3 more officers were killed while making arrests. A single officer was killed while dealing with an incident involving drugs. The highest number of officer deaths was seen in the South, followed by the West, the Midwest, Northeast, and Puerto Rico. Aside from intentional deaths, an additional 44 officers were accidentally killed last year while on duty, 5 less than the previous year. More than half of those deaths came from result of automobile accidents. In 2013, the number of accidental officer deaths exceeded the number of intentional felonious deaths, but in 2014, the statistic was reversed. Being a cop is not an easy job. There's a big debate going on amongst me and my friends about what they should carry. One of the things I think is indicative of the problems police departments may face is where they are. Where they are. In New York City, which has one of the biggest police departments in the world, everybody that is a resident of New York City that might want to grow up and be a new NYPD cop has never seen a gun in real life. Unless the gun in question was being carried by a cop. So I have no idea how long the NYPD Academy is or anything, and I have no idea how long the weapons part of the training is for what they have to do. They have to, you know, there's more to being a cop than carrying a gun, and they have to learn about all the things about being a cop. And are we to expect somebody that's never been around a weapon in their life to get a hold, to take a group of these people, give them a badge after they've completed their training, give them a gun after they've completed their training? Are we to expect that there's not going to be any mistakes? Because there are going to be some mistakes. And I want you to come, and you know, in these areas, I would expect, now the thing about civilians, you know, right now in South Carolina, they're trying to vote for permitless carry, and everybody's saying, what, no training, it'll be disastrous. Well, there's a little bit of a difference. There's a little bit of a difference because cops actually are in the business of being in a position where they might have to use their gun. Yeah. Civilians, not so much. Okay? A civilian, also, civilians, for some reason, they have the time to train more than cops do. Cops don't make a lot of money, at least where I live, they don't make a lot of money. And they don't have, there are some, without a doubt, that go out there and train as often as they can. You'll never see these guys, no matter what kind of gun they carry, they will never have the kind of mistakes and negligent discharges that you see amongst those that don't. No matter what kind of gun they carry. Okay? Now, the problem, say, with like a Glock, the problem with a Glock is that the Glock trigger on the first pull feels the same way it does on the 10th pull. It is, they call it the safe action. It is neither single action or double action. Okay? For the uninitiated, that is very dangerous. That's a very dangerous situation to put them in. That's why they came out with the 12-pound trigger in New York. They had so many guys in New York shooting themselves, or the people when they issued them the clocks. Which means, you know, sometime back in the past, that these guys they've been riding around for years with their fingers in the trigger guard, just with a really, really heavy trigger pull. That's one of the things everybody says, well, it's a training issue. It's a lot of things. But if we're going to take somebody and make them a police officer. In the military, one of the things they say about the South Carolina concealed carry permit is that we get trained because we shoot 50 rounds. In the military, for qualification, we shoot 40 rounds. We have 40 targets to engage. But prior to that, we have 2 weeks of, you know, all day long training up to that point, and then we qualify with 40 rounds. When we get to that qualification point, we can take the weapon apart with a blindfold on in less than 2 minutes. We can take it apart and put it back together in less than 2 minutes. We can pull the trigger as many times as you want with a quarter on it, not lose it. We can clear any stoppage. We can do all kinds of things. We know all the acronyms, and we're all going to qualify. So let's not confuse qualification with training. Qualification, the way some things are taught, is, you know, inescapable. Military way, not so much. That takes training to qualify that way. Anyway, it's an interesting debate. It's not going away soon. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is, you know, quite simply just, this is one of these things where I did not realize the benefits of what it would be to be associated with them. When you're associated with somebody that has 50 million rounds of ammunition available at one of the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere, and it then runs sales, and most of the people that I associate with shoot ammunition, well, you know, that's a pretty good relationship to have. With, the deepest of selections per caliber that I've ever seen, you need to check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Chris Costa from Costa Ludus. He has a new division we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the guy he's picked to handle that division for him. That's all coming up next hour. One of the things that's still out there is the 40%. First of all, I wish it was 40%. The 40% I'm referring to is there's 40% of all guns get bought without a background check. That's what they claim. It's a specious, insubstantial argument that has been disproven over and over again, which the mayors against illegal guns and Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action and everybody that's against guns, including Obama, Holder, Biden, all these people get out there and constantly throw at you, lying to you the whole time through their very nicely lined up teeth. No less than Washington Post and factcheck.org has discredited the claim over and over again. These guys are not, those two places are not, you know, they're not on the National Review hotline. They lean left. That should be embarrassing, and that would embarrass me if I got out here and made a claim. If I got out there and said, well, you know, if you buy this gun, you're guaranteed to hit your target 99% of the time, even if you're asleep. And I told you that over and over again, and then somebody proved me wrong, you think I'd keep saying it? But no, this did not send them back to the drawing board. They just keep doubling down on it. So now they're using it again. The Every Town guys are using it again. And, per year, that's about 6.6 million guns in the system. I wish that were true. Except these are not new guns, okay? These are not new guns. These are just guns exchanging hands. because this is what they claim the private owners do. With the guns that already exist out there, the private owners actually get out there. And although you do not need to seek permission to do anything else for the most part, to sell any of your own personal possessions, you do, they think, they do believe, need to seek their permission to do this. Because after all, this is where all the crime guns come from, don't you know? Then this brings us to Timothy Kaine, the former Virginia governor and Democratic Party chairman elected to the U.S. Senate in 2012. He repeated the 40% claim on the floor of the Senate last month, but a Richmond, Virginia Times-Dispatch is calling him on the lie. They point out that the authors of the study, of which the claim is supposedly based, say that only 14 to 22% of firearms were sold without a check when the study was conducted 21 years ago, before gun dealers were required to run checks under federal law. Under federal law. And they don't know if the same figures would be correct today. Their conclusion is that the 40% claim is mostly false. It's a good number, though, for the gun controllers. It's a great number because it's because of the scope and the magnitude of it. And, you know, when you can go out there and make that claim, you're making the claim, making the claim that, you know, 6.6 million guns are ending up in the hands of people we don't know. We don't know who has these guns. Well, you know, for the most part, you don't know who has any gun. You don't know if the guns I bought, I still have. Because you don't have a registry. See, that's the thing. We know what you want. You want a registry. And we know where this goes because we've seen it over and over and over again. It's happening here. It happens in the United States. It happens in California all the time. They have a dedicated squad for that. Yeah, it runs. Kamala Harris, the best-looking attorney general in the United States, does it. They have their own gun confiscation squad. And the question I have about the people of California that have that happen to them, if they move to Nevada, can they then buy guns? Because that's only a state thing. I need to find a lawyer about that. I need to find somebody. I need to find somebody that knows knows some stuff. So I'll be asking around about that. Now, here's the other thing: getting out there, and this is what leads to the fallacy of it, though. This is why I wouldn't be touting this number. They're out there going, did you know that 40% of all guns out there in the United States today are sold without a background check? Well, first of all, the numbers sold would be astronomical. It would be gigantic. Second of all, crime is at an all-time low. And they're out there parading these. Well, did you know that 6.6 million guns are sold yearly without a background check? And I don't know why crime's at an all-time low. Don't ask me that, please. I'm trying to shock you. That's not something you parade around. That's not something you get out there and do. That's like taking a pedophile out there and parading him around as Teacher of the Year. You don't do that. It's not something you do. If the national murder rate is at an all-time low, let me ask you this. What do you think would happen in New York if all of a sudden five or six people were carrying guns illegally and they stopped crimes, mass crimes, okay? And it'd be a little bit like the Death Wish thing because the whole premise behind that is that they don't want society in that area as a whole to know that there's somebody out there taking law into their own hands and crime is going down. That's the premise of Death Wish. So if that were to start happening somewhere and people began to feel safer, this is what they're out there saying. People are out there selling guns. Nobody knows who's got them. Nobody knows where they're going. And crime is down. That's a big fail. That's a gigantic, big gigantic bottle of fail that they uncork and take a giant swig of. So, I mean, you know, I have to look at gun grabbers nowadays and some of the angles they come at us with and say it's a little bit like criminals, because criminals do dumb stuff too. They do dumb stuff too. If you look at most of the things they say, like women, you shouldn't carry a gun. Don't you know that you'll get killed with it? Never mind that 200,000 of you yearly stop a rape, stop yourself from being raped with a gun. That's not a good figure. That's not a good statistic at all. Don't you understand what we're telling you? We don't know that for certain anyway. You can trust me, though. We think you'll be safer if you are defenseless. That's what they're saying. That's the stupid meme they're perpetrating. We'll make you safer by making you defenseless. You don't need guns. You have us. However, Supreme Court says we're not obligated to you. Give up your guns. We got you. And the fact is, if you actually did that, America, if you gave up your guns, if they said, if you'll give up your guns, we got everything. They will have everything. They will have everything. They will have everything. And it will be one of those things, it'll be like Khrushchev. You know, Khrushchev in the 60s, he was beating a lectern with a shoe saying, we'll take America without firing a shot. Gun controllers are trying to make that scenario happen. They're straight out of the Khrushchev plan book. They want to take America by not firing a shot, by making you believe that you being defenseless is the safest thing for you. Coming up next, from Costa Lutis, Chris Costa, his associate William Petty, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.